Okay, we're going to change geography a little bit to South Dakota, and I'd like to have Ed Blair come up, and his presentation also is in the proceedings as well.
My presentation, I'm a little bit nervous about this deal. You know, I've always thought it'd be neat to present before this group. And the people that know me well know that I like to hear myself talk, and I also got opinion on most everything. You know, if you don't believe it, just ask me. But my theme is pretty much the same as what you've seen here already. The thing that maybe I'll get into a little bit more is on family relations. You know, and it's kind of tough for a lot of us ranchers to talk about family relations that we have going on in our operations. You always got dynamics of one kind or another, whether it's, you know, outside children or kids that have been on their place a long time. You know, as a little introduction, Blair Brothers is a family livestock and grazing operation. We have one full-time employee that's been with me for 30 years now. The rest of the labor and decision-making are made by family members. We market private treaty over 300 bulls, commercial Angus bulls a year, and looking to expand that to 500 in the next 2 years. Blair Brothers is a total AI operation. What I mean by that is that any cow that doesn't stick AI in two cycles are sold. We have 86% of our mature cows bred AI in 26 days. And 20% of our cow herd is turned over every year to keep upgrading our genetics. Our bottom end calves are backgrounded at home and then sent to Kansas feed yards where they're finished, and we'll sell them on U.S. premium grid. And, you know, the steers consistently grade 100% choice, 65% CAB, and 15% prime. And the ranch also has a calf buyback program for our customers. We partner with major Kansas feed yards where all the steers are finished and they're sold on the U.S. premium grid. And we also operate a short-duration grazing system, and we pasture cattle in a 100-mile radius. Now, the history of the Blair family is that we came over from Scotland in the early 1700s. There was some word about sheep rustling or something like that we had to leave. And the family has moved every 50 years. I mean, you look back at our history, and I think part of it was a lot of the economic cycles. You know, they'd kind of build and then there'd be an economic downturn, and they'd leave the area that they were at. My great-great-grandfather was a drover, lived out of Missouri, brought cattle up from Texas into Kansas, and he told his 19-year-old son, they'd probably been there 50 years, so he told his 19-year-old son, family needs to move. You know, you need to go look for new country for us. Or, you know, we're growing, we're expanding. There's four members, you know, all younger than 19. And so my granddad, he looked in Oklahoma and he looked in South Dakota, and he ended up in South Dakota and did some homesteading up there, also bought some cattle. I think our original brand that my brother and I have now was, I mean, it was purchased with some cattle that they'd bought from a homestead. But these three brothers and their sister put together an operation of 60,000 acres, and they ran Hereford cattle, and they sold bulls for a number of years, you know, through the area. But during the 1940s, after, like, my dad and his cousins came home from World War II, while they split the ranch up, and it was the story that I got. The three brothers sat down at a table one afternoon and split it up as to how each member had put into the ranch. And my granddad, he had a girlfriend back in Missouri, so he'd left the operation after they'd got started, went back to Missouri and farmed her place, told me he went broke there, come back to South Dakota and then started up again. So his share wasn't quite as big as the rest of the brothers got at that time. But so what they did was my dad and his brother went into partnership with my grandfather. And that went along pretty well till it had been the 1960s. Interstate Highway went through my grandfather's place, and he sold out. And my dad bought out the rest of his partners and on the home place that we are at now. And my dad, you know, he was really good. He was a builder. He would take anything, you know, he could build furniture, he could build machinery, any kind of equipment. He enjoyed doing that. He didn't like cattle work much, and he also liked to farm. So now moving into this generation, Rich and I bought 50% of the cattle machinery and part of the real estate from our father on a contract. Dad at times would give us the payment on the contract, and after years we would either pay the payment or he'd gift us the payment. And this went along for a number of years. Finally, Rich and I got to where we were doing quite a lot more than what he was comfortable with doing. Just like the first speaker said, you get a certain age and you don't want to take on a lot of risk. And I'm starting to get to that point too. You know, I think your mindset changes when you're getting knocking 60. But Dad's portion of the, he set up a transition. And Dad's portion of the real estate and some of the equipment was set up into two trust accounts. One for my mother and another brother who was not involved in the ranch. And one of the rest of it was into a real estate trust for Rich and myself. At the time that he passed, our portion came back to Rich and I, and then we had a trust account to take care of my mother's needs. And in that trust was what my brother was to get. I went with the folks all the time to the lawyers and the accountants that we did to set up this, and I became trustee. And the transition worked like it was supposed to. And the,